Political observers around the world were looking for signs of the much-acclaimed bromance between President Trump and French President Macron during a lavish three-day state visit. And the two men did not disappoint.
I like him a lot.
And then there was a striking moment.
In fact, I'll get that little piece of dandruff off. Little piece. We have to make him perfect. He is perfect.
Body language expert Christopher Ulrich said these exchanges are telling.
It's a relationship marked by also a power balance. The two of them go back and forth in trying to earn dominance over the other person. We see it in the 18-second handshakes that we've seen before.
Political historian Matt Dalek says both Trump and Macron have something to gain from the relationship.
For Trump, the thing it does enhance his stature. It gives him a sense that, you know, he can be on the world stage with, this sort of young and dashing, relatively new leader of France.
Compare that to the U.S. president's relationship with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who will be in Washington Friday for a one-day no-frills meeting with Trump. The coolness between the two leaders during her visit last March raised eyebrows.
Ms. Merkel is turning to him and saying, Donald, do you want to shake hands? And he doesn't seem to hear it. He seems very adamant in that moment. And we don't know if he was meaning to do it. It's been referred to as the cold shoulder.
Dalek says that may be due to their stark ideological differences.
She embodies ideas such as tolerance for refugees, the idea of more open borders, free trade, the European Union, the importance of NATO, the transatlantic alliance. All these things Merkel is defending and has come to embody.
Experts say it is not clear whether Macron or Merkel, with their different styles, will be able to convince Trump to change his mind on issues, whether it is trade, climate change, or the Iran nuclear deal. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.